Well, let's go to the news line this morning. Joining us from the Colorado Springs Fire Department is Kathy Hook. And Kathy, I, you know what? That storm on Saturday, that was scary. And tragically, you know, some folks lost their lives across the state this weekend.
Yes, Renee, that was quite a storm that we had. And it sounds like from your weather forecast, we're maybe going to see some more of it. It could even be more dangerous because now the ground is so saturated. So it hasn't been that long since we talked about flash flooding, particularly when you're driving. But just wanted to review today, since we're kind of in that week and that time of year where we could see that, because you're right, we had some rescues and we've had some tragedy throughout the state. Just some general reminders, a flood watch means that flooding is possible. It hasn't happened yet, but you have a little bit more warning on the watch, or I'm sorry, on a flood watch. You have to take a little bit more time. The warning means that it is occurring or it will occur. So immediately get to higher ground. Obviously, the very best thing you can do is stay off the roads if you're in your car. Don't go out when there's a warning, or even if there's a watch, if you can change your plan. But as we all know, we have places to go. Sometimes you get surprised. So just some reminders, especially when you're driving, that if you're walking 6 inches, that's not very much water. And we saw that here in the spring for the last few. That can knock you down. 12 inches, just a foot of water, can actually stall out your car, cause you to lose control of your car. So when you see those puddles of water and you can't really see what's under them, do not go driving through those. Find an alternate route, or just don't, gun it and go through, because you don't know what kind of hazards are hidden by that water. There could be a sinkhole. There could be things in that water that you're not even seeing. So do not drive through water when you see it standing there. That's very, very dangerous. If there are fallen power lines, and that certainly can happen. We've been seeing that lightning popping and lots going on. That can, have electrical charge in the flood water, contamination with gasoline, oil, raw sewage. So just be so cognizant when you're out driving, and don't be pushing through those big water puddles.
Well, and the other thing we saw this weekend, and of course, the rising waters on the waterways very quick. And also, folks, we've talked about this again before, Kathy, staying out of, say, the ravines and stuff like that, especially if you see that weather is pending.
Renee, you are so right on that. And it is really surprising. I think we've all been taken aback.
Yeah.
A dry creek, a dry drainage ditch, in just a matter of minutes, it's full. It's overflowing. So, so dangerous to be around those waterways. Just get away. And when they go over the edges, then, we've got some bad flooding going on. And that potentially could happen. We've seen that. But it seems funny. We're such a dry city. But, boy, that can change really quickly. So, great reminder. Stay away from those waterways.
Absolutely. And like you mentioned, Kathy, there's possibility for more flash flooding today with the ground so saturated. We all just need to be careful.
Yep, be very aware. And if you can, sometimes we can't help it, but if you can change your plans and maybe not going out during that real critical time of day that we've been seeing for the past several days, that's the best option for everybody.
Perfect. Kathy Hook, thank you for the reminders. We will talk with you next week. Kathy Hook from the Colorado Springs Fire Department. Have a great day.
You also. Bye now.
Bye. It's 8:40 KRDO's Morning News.